Hey, Emily, what's wrong? You look depressed.
Nothing. It's just that I failed my exam on Friday. I studied hard for it. I really hate school, Tom.
Well, if it helps you feel better, I scored a 100 on my exam.
Yeah, Tom, it's amazing how much better I feel now. But good for you. That's cool.
Well, there are lots of things you can do. You have a lot of future ahead of you.
That reminds me. I watched a documentary about Steve Jobs recently with my uncle. Do you know who he was?
I think he's the guy who invented the iPhone.
Well, invent? No, but he established Apple Computers, the company that produces everything Mac and iOS related today. He was the man behind all the imagination that went into the company's products and success.
Okay, yeah, kind of a genius anyway.
Yeah. Well, another interesting thing about Jobs is that he dropped out of university after just 6 months.
Really? I thought he graduated.
No, he wanted to study what truly interested him, just like me, and I'm sure you too.
That makes sense, but someone like that was probably extremely focused on his career. His achievements, like the iPhone, were monumental. Okay, invented himself personally? No, but you know what I mean.
Exactly. After he dropped out, he established Apple with Steve Wozniak in his garage. They started from nothing, like from 0.0.
Yeah, it's incredible how they managed to climb to the top of the tech world.
Yes. Well, he had a lot of ups and downs on the way. He hired many talented people who shared his vision, but as the company grew, it lost that original vision, and they actually fired Jobs from his own company at one point. But after some time, he came back, and that's when the company became really successful.
I wonder what marriage is like for people like that.
Yeah, I don't know. But his first marriage ended in divorce pretty quickly.
Yeah, success takes a lot of work, and costs more than we imagine also.
Just like school. The only difference is, success is something we all want. School is something that nobody wants.